We'll bring you the January 28, 2012 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. ARES, the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, is the official emergency communication ECOM arm of the ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio in the United States. And while ARES has been around for many decades, many league members and non-members alike aren't all that familiar with it. At the 2011 Dayton Hamvention, Mike Corey, AI1U, Emergency Preparedness Manager for the ARRL, talked about the status of ARES today. He was introduced by Ohio Section Emergency Coordinator Jack Sovick, KB8WPZ.
Mike is originally from Indiana, and he was first licensed in 1988. Over the past two decades, he's been involved in Skywarn, ARES, RACES, and disaster response. He served as director of ARL Field Organization and as a volunteer examiner, emergency coordinator. Professionally, he has served as public safety communications officer since 2001, a public safety instructor since 2006, and has also served as an emergency management volunteer. This is impressive. And regular police and reserve police officer, He also attended Indiana University for his bachelor's degree in political science and the University of Mississippi, where he got his master's in criminal justice. So besides emergency communications, he also enjoys DXing, contesting, QRP, digital modes, and CW. And he's a member of the University of Mississippi Amateur Radio Club, the Kokomo Amateur Radio Club, Straight Keys Century Club, alumni member of the Indiana University Amateur Radio Club, and a life member of the ARL. And he's also the author, and I have this book. It's a great book, Spotting in Amateur Radio, and I did buy it last year, and it is a good book about spotting. So anyhow, I'd like to introduce Mike Corey.
I want to start today by talking a little bit about the Emergency Preparedness Program at the ARRL. This is a fairly new program. And we'll get a kind of a general sense of the activities of the program in a minute. But these are the three folks that are directly involved with the program. Myself is the Emergency Preparedness Manager. New on board is Ken Bailey, K1FUG, the Assistant Emergency Preparedness Assistant. Ken brings a very unique skill set to emergency preparedness. He has a background as a police officer, an educator, and an IT specialist. So he is our Swiss Army knife. Steve Ewald, many of you know Steve. He has been with the league for many years and worked with the field organization. Steve is a tremendous guy, just a wealth of institutional knowledge about the ARRL, a great asset for the field organization at headquarters. Getting into the program itself, now Steve is, again, more of the field organization. Ken and I are handling more of the emergency preparedness program. So it started in 2007. Some of you had met my predecessor, Dennis Dura, who held the position before me. He was kind of the first one in this role. It's been continued and even kind of expanded in many ways. Basically, it's a staff of two. It doesn't seem like a lot, and when you see what we do, it'll seem like even less. That is a short list of our day-to-day activities. Education and training. This is a huge part of what we do. Most of you are familiar with the education program, MCOM Level 1. It used to be 1, 2, and 3. Now it's 1 and 16, which we'll get a little bit more into that here in a bit. We work with that, mostly with the content and advising on material for it, requirements to instruct or requirements to take a course. Work with national partners. Now, this is the served agencies at the national level. Give you an idea on some of these served partners and served agencies that we work with and national partners. One that recently has come up that we work very closely with, the National Public Safety Telecommunications Council, has that great name of NPSTC. I was actually just at their meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this, what week is it? Yeah, earlier this week. This is a group of associations. To be a member, the association or your organization is a member, not an individual. And this is folks like the National Sheriff's Association, International Association of Police Chiefs, National Sheriff's Association, the big guys in public safety all come together at one table and discuss major policy matters on public safety. We've been invited to a spot at this table. We're seen as an organization, a peer organization with great organizations and associations. And it gives us a great chance to network with folks, get to see firsthand any issues that may be coming up that may impact amateur radio or things that we're seeing that may impact public safety. This has been a tremendous resource, and one of the great things here recently, how many are familiar with the issue going on with the 440 band and HR 607? They also wrote in for us. 15 major public safety organizations signed a letter saying, while the general intent of this bill is good, because we really do want public safety to have that broadband access, the threat to 440 is not good. That has to change. That needs to be amended. These folks are standing behind us, and that is a tremendous asset for us. The Association of Public Safety Communication Officials, which is also a member of NPSTC, represent 911 operators. We have a national MOU with them. Because amateur radio plays a big part, and you would be surprised how many folks in 911 centers are amateur radio operators. National Weather Service, this has probably been, without exception, the best relationship that we could ask for the last 45 years, at the national level and at local level. This is the way a partnership should be. And just recently, an updated version of the National Weather Service ARRL MOU was signed. Nothing major as far as changes go, but just kind of renewing that relationship and updating some of the language. This has been a tremendous relationship for us.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2011 Dayton Hamvention talk by Mike Corey, AI1U, Emergency Preparedness Manager for the American Radio Relay League. We'll conclude this excerpt in a moment. This is the Rain Report, now trackable on Twitter at twitter.com/therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
International Association of Emergency Managers, while we don't have an MOU with the association, we work directly with them on various projects. Again, emergency managers, many of them are also licensed amateurs. National VOAD, we are a member organization of National VOAD. The American Red Cross, of course, we've been familiar with some of the things that have come about with the relationship with them, but we continue to work with them. Department of Homeland Security, both FEMA, the Office of Emergency Communications, Citizen Corps, we work closely with them on a number of things. National Hurricane Center, that's been a good partnership for many years. We've had a presence with a lot of different organizations. Another area of responsibility for the Emergency Preparedness Program is working with the field organization, just general advice and guidance, things like section emergency plan, working through grant processes or developing MOUs. We work with MOU compliance on things, making sure the MOUs we have in place are being followed. The HAMAID program, some of you are familiar with it, but this is a program that was started following Katrina, where we could provide loans of equipment to areas that were hard hit by disasters, where local resources were used up or stretched too thin. Product reviews, something you don't really think of in emergency preparedness, but there are a lot of great products out there that we use and new ones we hear about daily, and we try to make sure that we give them a fair review on their value to amateur radio emergency communications. Another one that you don't hear too much about, the Headquarters Emergency Response Team. Now, we know that 99% of response is local, but occasionally, Katrina being a good example, headquarters resources may be stretched a little thin, both manpower-wise, getting HAMAID equipment out the door, so we've got a core group of folks there that we can bring together to assist. It's, again, key staff. It's activated at headquarters. It's based on information we're getting from the field, because obviously the best folks that'll know whether we're getting stretched thin is those of us sitting up there trying to help out. So it's activated from headquarters based on information received from the field. And these are the key areas of support that we can provide. PR and media support, conference call coordination. When you're dealing with a disaster like Katrina that affected several sections, several divisions, getting folks just talking to each other is a big part of it. Regulatory stuff. A lot of times we don't think about that side of emergency preparedness, the Part 97 side of things. HAMAID requests, assist in getting those out. And something that's come up recently, it was discussed by the Emergency Communications Advisory Committee, the MDEC, which is a major disaster emergency coordinator. So if we get an event that is just widespread, catastrophic event, we get somebody highly trained that can go and find out what's needed, what resources can be used out in the field, and we've got kind of a point of contact between headquarters in a large affected area. This is kind of still in development, but this would fall in that same area. So moving on with publications, Jack mentioned the storm spotting and amateur radio. Also the emergency communications handbook, the Ares Field Resource Manual, the MCOM CD library. We've got quite a few publications, and of course we keep looking at other publications that we can add to the MCOM library. Another area, situational awareness. You know, one of the things that sometimes it may not be thought of at the local level, or maybe it's thought of a little bit after the event, keeping track of what's going on out there. Tornado outbreaks, hurricanes, wildfires, major search and rescue efforts, whatever it may be. It's nice when we get a report from the field so we know what's going on. Occasionally, as a DEC or an SEC or an SM, you may get that email from us. Keep us posted. Keep us in the loop. What's going on? You may be following your normal response procedures, but we may see something we can help you with. We've got some resources that we can plug you into. Website content, and I always say the same thing. It doesn't quite has the same impact now, but as it did last year. I am not responsible for the entire website, just to lay that out there. But the public service and emergency communication side, that myself, Steve, Ken, we all try to keep the content fresh and current. And, of course, international events. You know, that's one thing that I always say is disasters don't have a concept of boundaries. They don't recognize jurisdictions. They don't recognize states or divisions or sections or anything. Occasionally, we have to keep tab on the international events. Hurricane Earl is a good example of this. Well, its major effect didn't hit the United States. We did have to kind of touch base with the guys in Bermuda, up in Canada, just make sure everything is going okay there, see if they need anything. Again, just maintaining that goodwill with our neighbors. And even further out, you know, Japan with the earthquake and tsunami, the earthquake in New Zealand and Chile, we touch base with them as well. That's one unique feature to amateur radio is that we recognize that no boundaries idea. We recognize that this is an international hobby and resource.
And that concludes this excerpt from the 2011 Dayton Hamvention presentation by ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, AI1U. On a personal note, Hap Holly, KC9RP, RAIN's founder and producer, apologizes for the production lapse the past 2 weeks. He baptized his laptop 3 weeks ago and is just now getting his RAIN production back in one piece again. On an unrelated note, Hap wishes to publicly thank the North Shore Radio Club for its donation to the RAIN Report. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2012 RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for all those with RAIN, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us connected with RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.